Wireless internet companies insist they can help you log in from anywhere, and Microsoft is trying to prove it. The company is putting computer terminals inside portable toilets. Sorry to be crude, we just report the facts. The product will turn up at British music festivals this year, and it's called the iLoo. I stands for internet, and loo, of course, is the British slang for toilet. Market analyst Jeremy Davies has been following this urgent matter. Mr. Davies, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So this is a joke, right?
No, actually, they're deadly serious. I mean, Microsoft has done a couple of interesting things over the past few years, more as, I suppose, to try and get their name out there and to promote leading-edge solutions. But this one really takes the biscuit, I think.
No, it's a joke.
I wish it was. I mean, they're actually going to be producing this thing, apparently, and it's going to be available on the first run at one of these music festivals. Whether they actually get it there or not, we'll have to wait and see. But they're deadly serious, absolutely.
Now, I want to try to describe the product here, if we can. I mean, you begin with a porta-potty. I mean, one of these porta-johns that you can take to a big music festival or something like that.
Yes, except I think I haven't actually seen pictures of it, but my feeling would be that it'll probably be a little bit larger than that.
And inside the chamber itself, there will be a computer terminal.
There will be a screen on the wall that you'll be able to look at. I'm quite sure it'll be adjusted at face height for when you're sitting down. And then there will be a keyboard, apparently, which you will be able to access when you are sitting down.
And an antenna on the roof so that it connects like a cell phone.
Yeah, and then you'll have a broadband connection. That's right.
Do they really think that people waiting in line for the port-a-john are going to wait even longer while somebody checks their email, responds to other people's emails and so forth?
I think it's highly unlikely that anybody will be actually using this thing for its original function. I think it'll just be a gimmick, and you will probably see people queuing up to have a crack at it.
And you think they'll want to touch the keyboard?
Well, this is actually a very, very good point. I doubt very much that anybody in their right minds would want to touch a keyboard, unless, of course, they use one of these self-cleaning devices which sprays everything down and makes it all hygienic for the next visitor. But you're quite right. From a hygiene point of view, it's a bit whiffy.
They didn't actually invent this idea. I'm told that the satirical newspaper The Onion actually had an article about a so-called e-toilet about 3 years ago. It's pretty much the same concept.
I wouldn't be at all surprised, because if you think about it, the idea of doing something else when you're in a toilet isn't exactly new. You know, if you take a look, I mean, at least in the UK anyway, reading in the loo is something which is a pretty common pastime.
Mr. Davies, why do you think they dumped this idea on the British market instead of the United States?
I think probably because we have quite a well-developed sense of toilet humor, I'd call it. I mean, you just have to look at the Benny Hill shows to get a feel for that. Both, I think, ourselves and our German cousins probably lead the Europeans in that field.
Jeremy Davies is a market analyst specializing in the European IT, information technology industry. Mr. Davies, thanks very much for fleshing this out for us.
That's my pleasure.